I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On June 2, 1788, the state of Virginia was the wealthiest, most populous state in the Union. It was also home to the proposed new Constitution's chief architect, James Madison, and the presumed first president under the new government, George Washington. But that assumed that Virginia would ratify the document. Delegates to the Virginia Ratifying Convention began their work that morning, with that outcome very much up in the air. Said James Madison,
"The majority will certainly be very small on whatever side it may finally lie, and I dare not encourage much expectation that it will be on the favorable side."
When George Washington's contemporaries called him the father of his country, it was very much a fact that Patrick Henry, far more than Madison, was the acknowledged political leader of his country, the independent sovereign state of Virginia. And Patrick Henry was adamantly opposed, telling George Washington that his distress was really greater than he was able to express. A contentious fight for ratification in Virginia was on. One of the guiding principles driving the 18th century deliberations on our Constitution is the conviction that humans are not angels. That remains true in the 21st century as we deal with cybercrime. Let a Hibbs Hallmark insurance professional help protect you against cybercriminals. Visit HibbsHallmark.com to learn more and to set up a consultation.